And we're live for another episode of the Trilzarian Show. Today's guest is Sean Smith, owner of The Arc, also a physical therapist for over 20 years. And we're actually at his business today, The Arc Recovery Center, which is a one-stop shop for athletes and people in general that are just wanting to take care of themselves. All kinds of different stuff going on here. Sean, first, thank you so much for being on the show. And secondly, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and The Arc?
Yeah, sure, Troy. Thanks for coming out to Arc Athletic Recovery and Rehabilitation today to do your show. And thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And we're a one-stop shop. I am a physical therapist by trade. I've been practicing for about 20 years. Yeah. And I'm board certified in orthopedics and did a fellowship training as well. Mm-hmm. And so that puts me up in about the top 2 or 3 percentile of all physical therapists walking around from a credential basis. Wow. But the ARC itself is we feel like we're a pretty unique facility in that we have physical therapy, a traditional physical therapy clinic where we take most major insurances. We offer some cash-based services as well that we really have geared up for those active individuals that, whether it be rolling in jiu-jitsu, the mixed martial arts world, you're a runner, a triathlete, mm-hmm. You're a baseball player, you're just somebody that's wanting to stay in the game. I'm approaching the mid-century mark here, and with my age and those aches and pains are becoming more and more noticeable when I get out and train and do activities. And so the kind of the process behind my thinking when I designed this is like I want to keep the guys that are getting up there a little bit and still want to do and accomplish things. Absolutely. whether it be to win some jiu-jitsu bouts, mm-hmm. or whether it's to go run an ultra marathon or a 5K down the street. Mm-hmm. We want to help those people continue to do those things that they want to do. So at the ARC, we offer our physical therapy services. We also have a what we're calling an athlete recovery center, mm-hmm. where we have the Normatech boots, the Mark Pro E-Stem that's been kind of popularized in the CrossFit world. But then where we take it up to a different level is we have hot and cold tubs, we have infrared sauna, we have float therapy, we have a cryo sauna, we have three magnificent body workers on staff. We also do, we have Green Strength in-house doing personal training, doing our group classes. I mean, you know, you get Luke Tyree, mm-hmm. and you see the guys that he's working with right yeah. now, yourself. Professor Lovato, mm-hmm. Professor Rader,
yeah.
Justin Wren, mm-hmm. God, DeMario Dennis.
Yeah,
I mean,
the list goes on.
I mean, it was
on.
Great. You know, we had the fight to win mm-hmm. In town, and yeah. I think we had 10 guys that trained out of this gym. Yeah. And what's really cool about that is, it wasn't Lovato, mm-hmm. it wasn't OMA guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have three schools. Oh man, we had three schools represented at mm-hmm. Fight to Win. It was cool, and you know I forgive me, but I left somebody off. We had the Warhorse.
Oh yeah,
Christina Williams trains out of here, mm-hmm. and what a show she had the other night with
goodness.
Emily Ducote.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great fight that was.
Absolutely.
And it was fun to watch, but she's in the house now, mm-hmm. and man, it was exciting. So we have all that stuff going on. We also, for some people, you know, if you're really into your fitness and stuff, we also do a mobile DEXA scan. Mm-hmm. We have a mobile DEXA scan machine, so we look at body composition. Mm-hmm. We do some metabolic testing as well. So we've got added those to our services, and looking to do some things in the future as well. So
very cool.
That's just a little snapshot of the
yeah.
ARC, and it's a lot of fun getting to see some really high level athletes come through here.
Mm-hmm.
But we in our physical therapy side, we have Our age range is from 6 to 96.
Wow.
We have a 96-year-old gentleman that comes here twice a week for me to work with.
Yep.
And
I see him walking around and doing his thing.
And a neat guy is a Pearl Harbor survivor.
Wow.
Was in the same prison camp that they did Unbroken, the movie about. Was in
That's
that
incredible.
Same prison camp. Had been shot down four times in World War II and is still here and manages to love working with people like that.
Yeah.
So we do it for all shapes and sizes. We're actually going to do, we got another therapist that's going to come in and she's going to start seeing some of her patients that have had sustained spinal cord injuries. And a lot of those people are confined to wheelchairs so that's going to be a really neat thing to see, because those people that have sustained a traumatic event like that in their life and they're trying to recover, what it's going to show our athletes that are trying to get better here and what those people are going through, I think is going to be really, really cool.
Yeah.
So we hope to start that up here in a couple of weeks. And, man, we got some really cool things that we're getting ready to roll out. We're going to start being a drop-off point for Provision Kitchen and their meals. So you can order their prepared meals online, come out on Sunday or Monday, and be able to pick those up right here at the Ark.
That is cool.
We're also working with OK Runner. We're working with Mark Bravo and Craig Thompson, and really doing some cool things with their runners up there. Not only are we kind of treating those nicks and bumps that they're sustaining right now, everybody's in the middle of their marathon prep. Right about now is when everybody starts, right in the middle of their training is right when we start seeing those little overuse injuries pop up. And so we're working with them, actually going to be speaking out there on Thursday night at their Midtown location. So we've got some neat stuff going on.
Absolutely. Very cool. So, yeah, like we said, you know, ARC is the one-stop shop for really just anybody that's wanting to get better. There's a lot of incredible human beings here from age 6 to age 96. So pretty crazy.
It is
good spread. And everybody's just here trying to get better, you know, make each other better. And there's an incredible support system here.
And it's cool. We got a mat that some guys will break out occasionally and roll in the back. It's fun to, you know, watch you get to pick Professor Rader's brain. Everybody's sharing the knowledge back there. It's just, that's one thing that, you know, when we were talking about doing this, and, you know, we know that there's people that have been around the jiu-jitsu game for a long time. It's like any other industry. There's some competition, and there's some, I'm sure, some bad blood or whatever it may be you know, and being a tight little community that it is. But the ARC is, I just said, man, I understand that this person, you know, may have a disagreement with this one, but ARC's neutral ground. You know, everybody's welcome, and we're trying to help everybody be better, that's how we approach it. So it doesn't matter what school you go to, you're welcome here.
Exactly. Yeah. So for any jiu-jitsu athletes out there, you know, really any athlete in general, but I specifically can speak for the jiu-jitsu athletes, you know, I really haven't found any place like this. This is really a one-of-a-kind thing that we have going on here.
And Troy, you're exactly right. We actually modeled this off of a facility in Denver called Denver Sports Recovery. They actually started, I believe, with some massage therapists, and they've since expanded, and they just recently added cryo up there, and they've got some chiropractors in-house, and they do some IV therapy as well that we haven't quite got to. But one thing that we have is our gym and having Green Strength in here, the metabolic testing, the DEXA scan stuff, and then the float therapy. People just come in. We don't have the traditional float pods like some of the other float therapy centers around here have, and those are awesome. But we have float rooms. We've actually built out whole rooms to float in. So some people that have done float in the past and not like it because they felt that the pods were a little claustrophobic, they need to come in and just take a tour of our facility and check out what we have to offer in that realm, because ours it's like standing in a bath, in a shower, and just lying down in an oversized bathtub.
Wow.
And so you don't have that sensation of the ceiling coming down on you. So. Yeah, it's been a wild ride and to get to where we're at, but there's probably two or three places like this in the country.
Yeah,
period. There's just not anything like it, and it's cool that it's here in Oklahoma City. You know, we've had people come down from Tulsa to check it out. We have people drive up from Bridge Creek over from Yukon being off the Kilpatrick Turnpike and off of Memorial, right off 235. We're kind of in a good location where we can. Mm-hmm. It's not too hard to get here from about anywhere, unless you're coming at 5 o'clock and you got to deal with that an hour of 5 o'clock traffic. Mm-hmm. But we feel like we're very unique, and we also approach, you know, the therapy side of it. In a unique manner as well. Traditionally, in a how it would work if you were to get injured and say you hurt your knee, and you're like, man, I really think I need to go get this checked out. Mm-hmm. The traditional model would look that, hey, I go to my family physician first, and he said, oh, I think we need some X-rays. Maybe you need to go see an orthopedic. Mm-hmm. That's going to be another 2 weeks, and then. You know, then your orthopedist is like, well, you need therapy, and so you need therapy. I think you're going to need it 3 times a week, and you're going to need to do it for about 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And do you really need that? We found that you probably don't need that therapy. But what we've found is that, and working in those traditional clinics, the first time you go to the PT clinic, you spend that time with the therapist, and it's, you know, that full hour, and you're like, man, this guy's great. And, you know, you get this whole hour, and, you know, you get billed whatever you get billed. And then the next time you go back and you spend a little less time with that therapist, and it's kind of go do some stuff on your own. I'm going to show you a few things. Go do those in the corner while I tend to somebody else. And then by the third or fourth time you're there, you feel like you're pretty much treating yourself. And a lot of that stuff, you're like, hey, these are the same things I'm doing at home anyways. But you're continuing to get billed for that same amount of therapy each time.
Yeah.
And we just didn't feel like that was fair. Mm-hmm. Tyler Eckel, the other therapist that is in here with me, we sat and we've talked about this for a year about how we wanted to treat people and how we want to feel like we're, you know, consciously, you know, do things the right way. And so how we set our model up is that if you were to sustain an injury or just needed something to check out, your shoulder's a little sore or my big toe hurts a little bit more after I took a shot the other day. Come in and have us look at it, and we'll be honest with you and say, hey, I think this is a slight little strain or a sprain. I think we can probably get this calmed down in 2 or 3 visits, have you back out doing the things that you want to do.
Yeah.
If it is something that we can don't feel like we can handle in that amount of time, then we generally will say, hey, We've got several physicians that we work with and we can get you into pretty quickly and say, hey, this is what you need to do. We need to get some diagnostic tests on this, maybe take a look inside the shoulder. Hey, maybe something is going on in this toe that doesn't quite add up in our exam. And so let's get you to the place where we can rule in or rule out some other pathologies.
Yeah. So, I think it's so cool that you talked about you're operating on what you think is morally right when you're treating these patients, where in a lot of other physical therapies, I see that their goal is really just that dollar sign that they're chasing, you know. They're trying to get as many patients in and out as possible. But I've seen the way you guys work with your clients, and you're spending your undivided attention on each one of them that comes through. You're spending however much time with each one. So it's really focused on making that person better and helping them to your fullest ability.
Yeah, I think you're right to very much. Is most of the time, I've been guilty. I've been a practice owner for about 8 years now, mm-hmm. and you know, the bills have to be paid, and, mm-hmm. and when you have staff, and it's like, you know, not, and it's not always that physical therapist's fault that that you know, if they don't own the place, mm-hmm. they're getting somebody dictated to. It's like, hey, you know, you really need to see your patients every time they come in. You need to see mm-hmm. them about 10 to 12 times.
Yeah.
To, and then you need to be averaging this amount of money mm-hmm. collected when they come and see you.
Mm-hmm.
So if so that therapist is getting some pressure from usually some external sources to mm-hmm. kind of keep you, hey, you need to come back. You mm-hmm. need to come back. We're here. We want to treat people like they're our family, and that's what we really try to set up. Treat people in a fair and honest way, and treat you for life. I mean, mm-hmm. I think one of the things that we want to get to. We do a lot of movement screens with people. Tyler works with a lot of golfers. A lot of our athletes, when they come in, they'll get a functional movement screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a seven really quick. Movement and strength tests that we can put people through,
mm-hmm.
And it's you know what we want to try to do is develop a how we see it movement going forward is, you know, you go to the dentist twice a year and get your teeth cleaned,
mm-hmm.
you know, you go and usually get a, at least go to your doctor, your family doctor at least mm-hmm. once a year, but there's no one kind of tells you. Until now, mm-hmm. Like how am I moving?
Yeah,
you know, do mm-hmm. you have is there something going on in your with your posture or mm-hmm. with your joint mobility in your shoulder?
Yeah.
That may be setting you up for injuries later on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, you know, as they age, we hear about the you know guys getting knee replacements and mm-hmm. and you know the question would be is like if we took care of this at a younger age. And looked at strength and the mobility of those joints,
mm-hmm.
not only of the knee but of the hip and of the low back. If we start cleaning those things up
mm-hmm.
At a younger age, could we avoid having these big traumatic surgeries as we age?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the fun part, you know, is being able to prevent some things for on down the road for people. But it's also the challenge, especially when you got people that are doing high level athletics,
mm-hmm.
whether it be jiu-jitsu, where you're putting your joints in a compromised position a lot of times, mm-hmm. the prerequisite strength requirements and flexibility requirements to do jiu-jitsu safely,
mm-hmm.
All that stuff comes into play.
Yeah.
If you guys going out and trying to start rolling jiu-jitsu when they're 40 and mm-hmm. haven't been in the gym in a while, and those guys, you know, they feel it for the first couple of months.
For sure.
Feel it.
For sure.
So, you know, that's what we want to get to is we want to develop these relationships with people. And mm-hmm. that's what it comes down mm-hmm. to. And not only, you know, in life is having good relationships, but we feel like it's going to be a good business model in the future as well, is develop these relationships and try to maintain them for as long as mm-hmm. someone wants us to maintain them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see that with a lot of the successful business people that I've talked to is they're not looking as much in the short term, you know. They're thinking about developing a relationship to where they'll be someone that you're able to help throughout their whole life.
Exactly.
You know? Which is incredible because that's just one entity inside of the ARC, you know.
Yeah.
You guys have heard from Luke Tyree already a little bit about his approach to health and wellness. Mm. So cool to hear your approach, and then Tyler and Thorne and Greg and we have so many professionals inside of this one facility, so many different tools to help keep everyone functional and moving well. Yeah. You know, it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
And that's how I went on my little health crusade a couple years ago. I was I was 270 pounds, pushing it, pushing 270. You know, the typical, hey, you need to be on the CPAP machine, on blood pressure medicine. And I looked, you know, and it's like, hey, this is all self. I did this to myself, you know. I was drinking about 3 liters of Coke a day and eating out 2 or 3 meals a day. And I just woke up one day and I was like, man, I'm going to change my life. And this was about 7 years ago. Now, and it's kind of crazy now that I think about it. That's how we end up here.
That's so cool.
It evolved. I had to. I had owned a physical therapy practice. I started getting healthy. I lost about 80 pounds somewhere. I lost 70. Let's take I lost 70 pounds. Was and feeling really good, and saw a guy in a gym with a kettlebell. And thought, man, I want to do that. But I, from my physical therapy, I was like, something's not right with these guys. How these guys were using this tool in the gym, much less, you know, you. We all see it. We go to the gym every day, and you know, you pick up these little Vine videos and stuff online all day. It's like gym disasters. And I was seeing this, and I thought, man, I really want to learn this. And the funny thing is I end up being, I end up going to Palm Springs, California. Just had a free ticket. I saw there's a kettlebell course. I go out there for a 1 day course, and I get back, and I was telling my friends, like, man, I found the kettlebell, man. This thing, this tool's awesome. I want to learn more. And it was like, man, there's two guys right down the street that teach it. And I'm like, man, who knew?
Oh, cool.
So I got hooked up with Mark Howard and started training at Green Strength 3.5 years ago now. And it just kind of, what I found was I was implementing a lot of the same things that Mark and Luke were teaching their clients and teaching these high-level athletes. It fit very well into what I was trying to accomplish with my physical therapy patients. And I started implementing the kettlebell in my PT practice. And the movement principles, the tensioning principles that we talk about a lot here, whether it's working your grip or what the proper what your lats should be doing as you press a weight over your head, or your pit, what is your glutes and your abs doing when you pick a barbell up off the floor. And so I started implementing all this stuff, and then it just started evolving. We knew, like I said, we'd go back to Denver Sports Recovery and say, hey, it'd be cool if we could implement this PT clinic with the Green Strength, and hey, how about we put this recovery center here? And I was like, man, this sounds really cool. And one
which
thing
is
led
revolutionary, you know, and PT, that's pretty unheard of, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
There's to have all of them. Now, there's some PTs clinics that have gyms, but the recovery center takes it a step farther. You know, I know PT clinics have massage therapists in them, and they have some personal trainers in them. There's some chiropractic clinics that do the same. But once you start throwing the float therapy and this whole comprehensive recovery center with all the soft tissue tools that we have, the Normatec boots. One of the cool things that I found, and I know a lot of people have Normatec boots out there, but man, if you are a runner or roll jiu-jitsu, you have any kind of low back or hip issues, we have some hip attachments for the Normatecs. People are raving about. One of the things that we're trying to develop as well is a overhead athlete arm care program. So basically for your baseball and softball players, we have arm attachments for the Normatec. We run another tool that people really like here is our Class 4 laser. And not very many people have that. There's a few chiropractic clinics that
have
that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the laser? I've seen you using that, and I'm so intrigued by it, but I don't know what you're doing with it.
So the Class 4 laser uses laser light energy, and what it does is it affects the mitochondria of the cell, which is kind of the battery of our cells. When the little mitochondria have what are called photoreceptors, so light receptor on the cell, and they when that light receptor gets activated, it releases nitrous oxide, which is kind of the foundation for healing, and ATP, which is the energy for the cells. So as we do apply a dose of the laser energy to the damaged tissues or the area that we want to work at, we get this release of nitrous oxide, which brings some health factors, some injury healing factors into those areas. And then we get an increase in the ATP, which is energy. So we see a little speeding up of the healing process.
How cool.
And we have to remember, or you probably no one probably knows this, but a physical therapist, our primary job is what we want to do is we want to provide an optimal healing environment for injured tissues. That is our job in a nutshell. So whether that injured tissue be muscle, tendon, ligament, or nerve, or bone, we need to identify the tissues that are injured and then try to enhance that area, enhance the healing factors for that area, whether it be through posture and exercise, whether it be through joint mobility, neural mobility. Those are all the kind of things that we want to that we will we address when do an evaluation on somebody.
Sounds to me like you're almost hacking the body at like a cellular level, you know, to increase recovery. It's like your biohacking is the big thing you know. And it sounds like you've found a way to like biohack these mitochondria and speed up recovery in these localized areas.
Well, and that's what we hope we're doing, and that's I have never really been really big into thinking machines were gonna heal us, but I've never had any like people rave about this. And one thing that we've really noticed, like I work with my hands a lot, and I work on people's joints. I do, if not for a lack of a better term, I do osteopathic and chiropractic mobilizations of the spine, of the joints. And what I've found once we kind of use that modality on somebody, those things become a lot more easier and a lot more comfortable for our patients. I think the laser and implementing, it's been a really cool journey because I've just recently, over the last year and a half, started doing dry needling, which is kind of the Western version of acupuncture, where we actually treat directly into the muscle at an injured site. And a combination of our mobilization and our manual skills with our hands, the laser, and incorporating this dry needling into our to our practice has really changed a lot. And this isn't going to go for everybody. I know on average, most physical therapy practices, I think statewide we average about 10 visits per new patient. At a national level, it's around 8.5 visits per new patient. And I think at our clinic, we're 5.5-6 visits. Because we get, granted, we got some advantages because a lot of the people that we work with we say we try to get you on the other side of the wall because that's where the gym is. And if we can get you to the other side of the wall and get you more on a maintenance level, that's what we really try to do.
Get them moving in the right way.
Exactly. We usually, you know, we get some calmed down and like I said, as soon as we can get them to our trainers and say, hey, they're not having any pain anymore. Mm-hmm. This is what we need to work on. They're real. Our guys are skilled enough. And I say, okay, we'll protect them and get them moving on there.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And it'll kind of build up those areas to where it's not going to be as easy to injure.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, like I said, because the things that we teach on the physical therapy side is going to be the same consistent message that you get when you go on the other side of the wall from our green strength guys. Mm-hmm. Whether it's posture, whether it's muscle tensioning, whether it's a form on how you lift. We all teach from the same consistent school of thought on that. Mm-hmm. So it's nice, and there's not a lot of, well, this guy told me to do it this way, and this guy told me to do it this way. We try to develop a consistent model here.
That's super important to have that group of like-minded individuals, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody is a specialist in their area, but they all see the whole picture the same way. So what is what's the goal? What's the vision for the future of this thing? I feel like it can be grow to a massive scale, you know?
Yeah, I think we have, I think that's one of the cool things about how we've set it up is our business model is very scalable. Mm-hmm. With our, you know, there's we have our current facility is 7,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. So about 3,000 of that is gym space. Mm-hmm. About 1,500, and then our recovery center, our small little treatment rooms and stuff take up the rest of it. Mm-hmm. I really think we could push this thing out to about 15,000 square feet.
Yeah,
and really, just to have a little bit bigger gym. Mm-hmm. Also to have I think we pair up very nicely, you know, if we had a chiropractor or a physician or something like that to be next door to us, along with adding some diagnostics as well, like having an x-ray machine, having a, you can get these little portable diagnostic ultrasound machines now. So, and some therapists here locally, they even have them where, hey, my shoulder's tweaked a little bit, and they just stick the scanner up there, and they're looking at the inside of your shoulder on the TV screen next to them and say, hey, this is the long head of the bicep tendon. Mm-hmm. This is your rotator cuff. I don't see anything going on, or, hey, there's something going on here. Let's get you to a physician.
Wow.
And so that's where we want to get to. Eventually.
Yeah.
So we could scale up. And then, as you know, you roll every day. What is couple of most important things for you is hydration and nutrition.
Absolutely.
And that was another big driving point in doing this. Was, you know, in a traditional PT clinic where you're treating people that have been injured on the job and the motivational level to get better isn't always there. You run into, you know, you got some guy that's had shoulder surgery and you're needing to get a lot of oxygenated blood flow to tissues and they're smoking a cigarette before they come to therapy. You know, they're drinking the big gulp and it's like, man, this just, and then their recovery doesn't go well. Yeah. And then it's like, man, my PT was horrible. My surgeon did this to me. And
exactly.
Like, we didn't provide that optimal, optimal environment was never set up for that person to recover appropriately.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we talk a little bit about hydration, but nutrition is where we want to kind of, we want to be able to enhance that in the future as well, whether it's being cooking. No one cooks anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
You know, no one knows how to cook. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Right.
I grew up and my mom was like, if you want something to eat, go fix it yourself. And I was very fortunate to have some people in my life. It's like, hey, this is, and it became a passion of mine. It's like, man, this is how you cook.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of self-taught. I can do a lot of things in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. They just don't. And it's, you know, there's some resources that have to come along with that. Yeah, and
it's a little bit of
a
lost art.
And it's in our time factors. So that's one cool thing that we're getting ready to roll out here at the ARC as well. Is we're going to be a drop-off point for Provision Kitchen and their healthy meals,
which is excellent.
And I know that Luke and the Green Strength athletes, he pushes them a lot to Whitney and McClendon at Provision Kitchen to get his athletes fueled properly and get those healthy calories in them. And so that's one really cool thing that we are going to hopefully roll out in the next week or two, that you can go online through Provision Kitchen, order your meals, and then they'll be dropped off here at the ARC for you to be able to pick up on a Sunday evening or a Monday morning.
Yeah, and I can personally vouch that Provision Kitchen is excellent.
Their food
is delicious.
Awesome.
Yeah,
their food is good. Awesome.
Yeah. One of my favorite places to go get food from.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
How exciting. Yeah, there's just so many different facets of the business that you're bringing in, and I don't see any cap on the scale, you know?
Well, we can also scale it back, too. You know, a lot of the you know, people that after we get comfortable with people, you know, kind of coming into the gym, we really encourage people to get in a group class or do several sessions with our personal trainers to start out with, especially if you're not familiar with the kettlebell, or we probably have more Strong First certified instructors in our gym than anywhere in the state for sure. And Thorne, I mean, I don't know that if he's a certified instructor, but he's been around the kettlebell, been around the Highland Games stuff for a while, been in that powerlifting scene.
Competed in all those things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we got some guys with some tremendous knowledge in here. It's exciting, but we can scale this back too, to take a little studio clinic where, you know, we can treat one or two people at a time. We got a little room on the side for a massage therapist or a body worker. We could throw a float therapy, a set of cryo, you know, and so you can do something on a very small scale as well. And there's some a therapy friend of mine that's done something similar to that, and so he has his normal clinic, and then he'll go smaller with a studio and a float therapy room and cryo.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat little setup that he's got as well.
Absolutely, so, that's awesome. You have so many different parts of this business that you're running, so many different things going on. I'm curious what the motivation is, what the fuel or the drive is to accomplish so much every single day. To grow something so huge.
Well, I got burnout having a traditional physical therapy clinic and getting into that mindset of that everybody was a dollar bill sign. You start looking at people as a dollar value than the human value that they bring. And when I got out of my other business arrangements, I really didn't know what I was going to do. But I knew that, you know, I wasn't retired. And I thought, man, if I'm going to do something, I want to do something that, one, I'm with the people that I enjoy being around. And two, I'm in a facility that I enjoy being at. And it's going to be a fun, you know, a fun place. And so once we started looking at it and where I was with my movement practice and personally just moving around, using the kettlebell, working the original strength stuff that we do, the recovery, adding the recovery center made sense. And then, you know, someone would get in your ear and say, well, maybe we should do this. And I was like, let's look and see how much it costs. I think that's doable. We got got fortunate into a few areas that, you know, allowed us to to add a few things that we had originally not planned. Like the DEXA scan was kind of an add-on deal.
Yeah.
The metabolic testing was kind of deal, but it was added on at a later date. And but they've been tremendous for us. And just one, we got this mobile, this van that's arced up on the sides, and it's cool to, you know, I run into people I know and or people that I'm here to and say, hey, I own the Ark or, you know, whatever. And they're like, I see your van driving around the other day. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. But that's been a tremendous resource. We just had a CrossFit gym, CrossFit-esque gym, the other day. We did 40 scans Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the people had been on we had scanned them 8 weeks earlier, and they went on their little programming for 8 weeks with their nutrition and their exercise plans dialed in. And to go back 8 weeks later and see these people and look and have these visible, tangible results and say, man, look at this. Look at this graph here. Look at this silhouette of your body. It's changed. You can see it.
That's crazy.
And the smiles on their face and... Yeah, Troy, it's like when you win a big jiu-jitsu match. I mean, that affirmation of all that work that you're putting in, all those hours of practice.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it, just being able to accomplish something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really cool. And I just wanted to build a place that I could go to every day and know that I was going to be happy to work at. And I've helped, and more than anything, I was helping people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just coming in, I get the same feeling, I believe, as you do, when you accomplish something, as when I can take someone's pain away.
Yeah.
Whether it be in their low back, their knee, or their shoulder. If I can work on them, an hour, and then they can get off the table and like, man, how do you do that?
Right.
I was like, I don't know, but we figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And,
those
are the things that are rewarding for me. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's what sets you apart in your field, I believe.
I hope so. But we actually started on this journey about 15 years ago to get to where we're at. And it started with some my residency training and my fellowship training that I went through almost 10 years ago. About another 5 years in private practice by myself to get me to this point to where we're at. I had a lot of people in my private practice, but being out there, the number of people that I've worked with over the years, professionally and as colleagues in the physical therapy world and patients as well, because you just see so many. Someone says, "Well, my knee hurts, and I had knee surgery, and this guy next to me had the same knee surgery I did. Why aren't I as he's doing a lot better than I?"
Yeah.
And there's so many different variables in that, and being able to recognize those variables is pretty neat too.
Very cool. So, if someone was looking to start a business kind of like this, do you have any advice for them?
Well, that's a good question. Surround yourself with the best people that you can find.
Perfect.
I feel like we've done that here. Our trainers, they care. Our other therapists, they care about the people that they work with. They've all went through some advanced training in one form or the other to get to where they're at. They've all worked with high level athletes, and they've all worked with the everyday Joes.
Exactly.
And that's what we do. So I think that's the biggest thing. Surround yourself with good people. Have a good plan. Maybe more than the good plan is have that good vision of what you want. We've really have a vision of what we want the ARC to be, and we feel like we're, you know, and it's not all going to happen as fast as you want or as clean as you want sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as long as you feel like you're taking those steps towards that vision every day, I think you eventually get there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we want to run the path, and we got to walk it,
mm-hmm.
and realize there's going to be potholes. And
mm-hmm.
man, sometimes I walk in this building. We were in a brand new facility, and I think it's, you know, this was the first building that I ever built.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Designed, you know, about 80% of it. Had a real good friend, architecture friend of mine, drew the initial plans up, and then we modified it and say, hey, let's stick stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
But even with it being a new facility, sometimes I think we built on an old Indian burial ground or something, because there's some weird stuff that happens.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, mm-hmm. one day, you know, door doesn't work, and it's like, what is going on here? And
that's,
like, well, it just the bizarreness of that. And
yeah,
I think once you get the experience and have been around, you know, doing this stuff for a long time, you just take those things and being able to roll with the punches a little bit.
Nice.
You're not always, they're not all great days, but if you can start stacking up more good days than bad,
then you're on the right track. Good stuff. Well, yeah, thank you so much for everything, you know. I feel like this is a lot of really good stuff for those people out there, you know. Anybody that's wanting to get better, feel better, move better, the ARC is the place.
Yeah.
Sean, Tyler, Luke, Thorne, Greg, everybody's
Mark,
here to help you.
Mark,
yeah. All of these awesome people. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, Troy, thanks for coming in. Developed a really good relationship over the last several months,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you're one of those guys. We want you to be able to go to your next event,
mm-hmm.
perform at the highest level possible, and that's what we want everybody to do. And then, like I said, it doesn't matter if your next event's going to be walking down to get the mail out of the mailbox,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't matter if you're going to the Dubai World Championships.
Yeah,
we want to help everybody at every level.
Awesome.
And reach their goals, and that's our main object. And man, I tell you what, the biggest thing for us, what we have found, we've been in this our building about 4 months now,
mm-hmm.
Is that people hear about it and they're like, man, that sounds cool. Mm-hmm. Come out and walk through this place.
Yeah, come see it.
And you'll be sold.
Mm-hmm.
That's our biggest thing is like, man, if we could just get people in here,
mm-hmm.
People are like, wow, this place is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what we like too. It's like, man, that's what we're about.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Thanks for having me today, Troy.
Thank you so much for everything, Sean. Listeners, come in, check it out. Take the man's advice. He's exactly right. There's no place like this. You will be blown away. So that's all we have for today. Tune back in next week. And yeah, that's everything. Much love, everyone.
Sponsor Spotlight.
Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy can be your home for self-defense tactics, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, mixed martial arts, boxing, Muay Thai, and much more. With classes throughout the day and week, we offer self-discipline with an accommodating schedule. For ages 3 and up, partake in classes, be a part of the team with Black Belt Professor Seth Norman and Brown Belt Janie Meadows. All in all, great people. Make the change today. We're located inside of Key Health Fitness at 14701 North Kelly Avenue in Edmond, Oklahoma. Or you can call us at 405-816-7242. See you on the mats. Oss!
Shout out to the awesome folks at Hemp Connects, my CBD sponsor out of Boulder, Colorado, run by Matt and Courtney Chandler, awesome people with a vision for health and wellness. A few of the products that I use every day are the tincture oil, ranging from 500 to 1,000 milligrams of full spectrum CBD. You just
Apply a few drops under the tongue and you're ready to go. I like to do it at the beginning of my day and at the end of my day to help sleep, to help mood, as well as inflammation and things like that. Another option are the chill pills, which come in a pack of 30, 25 milligram active CBD capsules. Awesome if the oil is not your thing. So those are really good as well. Also, I like the Agape Body Spray, which is a topical rub that is hemp infused with 500 milligrams of CBD, really good for localized pain. So check them out at hempconnects.com/jujitsu. Awesome people with a great cause. Thank you.
All right, everybody, here we go. 1, 2, 3. My name is Dr. Jeff Ajazi. I'm a practicing chiropractor in Edmond, Oklahoma. I've been practicing for a little over 8 years. My practice is at 3560 South Boulevard, Suite 100. Come check us out. We're here to take care of you.
We just wanted to plug Green Strength real quick. The founder of Green Strength, Lucius Christopher Tyree, did I say that right?
The fourth.
Any nutritional or strength and conditioning needs, he is the physical culturist around here. So be sure to hit him up, pick his brain, follow him on all of his social media stuff. He shares dope shit all the time.
You guys can find me on Instagram. It's GreenStrengthIV, as in GreenStrength4. And then my website is GreenStrengthHQ.com. And you can find me there. You can reach out if you ever have any questions or anything. And holler at me.
So, yeah, that's a wrap.